to the Mansion House and Adam Maguire in Business News.
Thanks, Mary. Yes, KPMG holding its post-budget breakfast briefing this morning. People are just starting to arrive at the venue for this morning's event, and they'll be looking to get a better idea of what yesterday's budget package means for them. To get some reaction to what was announced, I'm joined now by Gaz Smith, who runs the restaurants Michael's in Black Rock and Mount Merion, as well as Little Mike's. I'm also joined by Duncan Graham from Retail Excellence Ireland. Gaz, first to you. You're one of the few sectors that saw taxes increase in the budget yesterday. The VAT going to go up in February. What does that mean for you?
Obviously, welcome assistance provided by the government in the form of the TBESS with the soaring costs. You'd have to wonder why they choose now to dangle that before us again. It just seems as absurd when this is a time when the restaurant industry needs a steady anchor and some reassurance. We have staff shortages, the cost of everything is rising, and now we've been accused of price gouging by the finance minister. The thing is, and this is the part that really annoys me, VAT is a tax on the people, not on the restaurants. We calculate all of our prices based on net. We play no part in VAT apart from collecting what the state demands we collect, that we collect for them. They take 23% of every drink that is sold, and then now they want to raise the VAT rate on food by 50%. This is bananas at this particular time. They seem to be cherry picking what stays and what goes. The point that this was only a temporary measure is moot, because the USC was also meant to be a temporary measure. Yet here it is, one more stealth tax.
We know that there are supports there for businesses in terms of energy costs. Is that going to help soften the blow maybe of what you're going to see around VAT?
It certainly will. I would hope that they would be cleverly communicated. I think they have to be very easy to navigate. We need to understand that Mrs. Murphy with her small restaurant down in Wexford hasn't got an army of financial advisors to help you jump through hoops. I personally would have concerns. We are just opening up a new business, and we wouldn't have last year's bills to compare to, which seems to be the basis on how things will be calculated. So I would hope there is lots of anxious people out there now. What they need is to be told in a very, very clear way. This is what it would be. This is how it's done. It's a two-way conversation. And I trust with clear two-way communication and proper representation, we can get through this together and keep the VAT rate at 9% in the long term.
Duncan Graham, Retail Excellence Ireland, you gave a guarded welcome yesterday to the budget. What are you waiting for before you can fully embrace it?
Yeah, look, I mean, we were looking for a bit of certainty. It certainly was a guarded welcome, and it certainly the energy supports was really what has dominated this for retail. And I think, you know, when we're looking at it, you know, it's 40% rebate, but when you've seen your energy costs rise by tens of thousands of euro over the last year, you know, you're still looking at 60% that you've got to cover. So if you're a low margin, high volume retail business, you know, you're still going to be in some difficulty, I suspect. And, you know, we've also got things like all the labour costs that are going to come online in the new year. So, you know, the rise in minimum wage, the statutory sick pay, things like that, which are going to add to the issue. So, you know, look, there's something there, and that's to be welcomed. It's to be welcomed the fact that it's administered by revenue. So it seems like similar to some of the supports we've seen during COVID, but there's still going to be some difficulties, I suspect.
The budget does put money back in people's pockets, or at least reduce the amount of disposable income that they're going to lose to rising bills. That has to be good for retail.
Yeah, look, it will be, but how much of that is going to be spent on your energy costs and simply the cost of living? You know, you're looking at 8.5%, I think, is forecast for inflation for this year. So, you know, a lot of that money is going to be absorbed. I really think that in retail, we've seen it dip away during the last few weeks since the middle of the, you know, since that warm weather in August, actually, that was the catalyst. Things have dropped off. I don't really see things are going to come back strongly before probably December. I think people will squirrel their money away and have a reasonable Christmas. But, you know, what's to come in 2023 is very uncertain at this stage.
Duncan Graham from Retail Excellence, and Gaz Smith, restaurateur from Michael's. Thank you very much.